Indeed, I'd like to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What a great honor, amen, to be here tonight. We thank God for this service this morning. Amen. And we're just coming to put a little cherry on top of that this evening. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to acknowledge all the ministers, acknowledge the pastor. Amen, Brother Madiba, that invited us. In fact, he had called me around, what was it, April, May of this year already, to ask me if I would want to come over and be one of the guest speakers here. I said I'd be honored to be here. Amen. It's a pleasure to be among you. Amen. It's a joy to be with you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And we're just a simple preacher. There's nothing fancy about us. Amen. We're just one of those, amen, one of those gifts that God has allotted. You know a gift you don't pay for? You know a gift you don't ask for? Amen. Amen. A gift is freely given. Amen. Amen. So we're just one of those little gifts that God has freely given to the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Nothing special about us. Amen. We are not greater than anybody else. We just come under the same anointing of Malachi 4. I believe it was Malachi 4 that gave a voice to Ephesians 4. And I believe Ephesians 4 will give a voice to Revelations 4.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So we are all here rejoicing and looking into what God has done for us in this time. Amen. So God richly bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for having us here. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for prayer, and then we can take our scripture reading. Eternal Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you tonight, Lord, for your divine grace upon our lives. We want to say thank you for speaking to our hearts in the morning. Thank you for taking us, Lord, down the alleys of the seventh seal. We understand when your prophet spoke about the seventh seal, he says it's like a rocket. Hallelujah, it shoots out five stars from 5 to 25 to 125 to 625 all the way until you cannot count any longer. The seventh seal cannot be exhausted. It's the message of the hour. It's God coming to us tonight. We want to say thank you for this gathering. Thank you for the pastors gathered here. Thank you for the children of God gathered here. Thank you for every heart that is under expectation for you to deal and meet with them in a special way. Come and get glory to yourself during these meetings. And may your name be praised, Father, as we commit ourselves, the congregation, the entire convention to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, with much thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Let's go back to Revelation chapter 10. Amen. We wouldn't have known that this was the seventh seal until Malachi 4 told us so.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Because ordinarily for you to read about the seventh seal, you go to Revelation 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for the space of half an hour. But Malachi 4, under the inspiration shown by seven angels, how that the seventh seal is mysteriously locked away in Revelation 10. Praise the name of the Lord. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and with a rainbow upon his head, and his face was, it were, the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth, and lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God, amen, should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Glory to God. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and say, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Now the angel was telling John. John is a type of the bride. So the angel in type was telling you and I, now that the book is open, now that the seals are broken, he says, John, go and take the book. Amen. What must John do with the book? And I went, glory to God, unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it. Don't just take it, but eat it up. Glory to God. So there is a feast to take place. And it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth as sweet as honey. So there is an eating taking place. Amen. I believe our brother at the back there, I forgot his name, he's a medical doctor. Brother Solomon's a medical doctor. Now, Brother Solomon couldn't become a medical doctor without eating books. Am I right, Brother Solomon? He had to eat books regarding medical science and go and write examinations regarding medical science until he passed it. And he became a doctor by eating the books. Hallelujah. So when we eat the book, we become the book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I took the little book out of the hand of the angel, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Listen what the angel said unto John. Thou must prophesy again. So it doesn't stop with Brother Branham. Can we say amen to that? We can't wait for Brother Branham to rise from the dead to come and preach for us again. No, no, no. Brother Branham was the first one of the bride. Brother Branham was the wave sheaf of the bride. He says, I'm the first one. He says, after me will come many more that'll prophesy the same thing. Thou must prophesy again, amen, before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. May God bless the reading of his word. You may take your seats. Glory to the Lord. Amen. So tonight, as part of the seventh seal, we want to talk of full redemption. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the prophet Paul couldn't talk about full redemption because the seals were not open. The book was sealed. Amen. There was no full redemption that they could talk about there in that first age. They were waiting for an age that was to come. Amen. But now that the books are open, now that the seals have been loosed, now, hallelujah to God, that the angel has come down with an open book, now we can talk about full, complete redemption. Do you believe that this evening?
Amen.
Not a portion of redemption, not a certain section of redemption, but redemption in completeness and joy. Full redemption, praise the name of the Lord. So we find, amen, as Adam and Eve, when they fell in the garden, amen, Brother Branham says, man's position was left vacant. Amen. Man had a position. Amen. And that position wasn't to be a Mercedes-Benz driving person, a Samsung carrying person, an Apple carrying person, or whatever person it may be, $1 million tuxedo wearing, or whatever you want to call it. That position wasn't in education. That position wasn't in money or wealth. That position wasn't in religion neither. That position was nowhere, but that position was to be God. He was a God man. Because God was the God of the universe. But Adam was to be God of the earth. Can we say amen to that? Amen. Adam was to be a God of the earth. Brother Bram says in one place, he says, like the Holy Ghost is leading us, so Adam was to lead the animals and nature. Glory to God. He was placed there as a God over nature. But when he fell, he lost that position. There was a vacancy. Glory to God. There was an emptiness there. Amen. There was the Elohim, the great supreme being that created all heaven, all time, all space, all eternity. There was him, and man's position was missing because man fell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That position was left vacant because of Adam's fall. Glory to God. As we said, he had authority. He had power. He had the spoken word. Amen. He was to be like God. But when he fell, he lost all of that. Amen. Every living creature under him was subject to him. Amen. There was a time when Adam walked on water without getting into a boat. Do you believe that? Oh my, yes sir. There was a time when Adam could walk on the water. Jesus came and showed us that. Amen. Jesus came and showed us that. He didn't pray and then walk on the water. He didn't get a boat and got onto the water. He says, let us go on to the other side. And Jesus walked on the water. That was Adam in prefigure. That was Adam, the power that Adam had. That was the authority that Adam had. Glory to God. Brother Branham says, when the wind would blow and cause a disturbance, amen, and Eve's lovely hair was blowing haywire, and Eve would say, Dad, amen, the wind is a little bit troublesome, then Adam would reach out his hand and say, peace! Be still! And the winds and the waves obeyed him. Oh, you say, Brother Joe, that's a little bit far-fetched. Well, if you believe that Jesus was the second Adam, Jesus came to show us what Adam had lost. Amen. When they were sleeping in the boat and they didn't know which way to turn, Jesus was sleeping in the boat and they thought they were busy drowning and they did the right thing. They woke Jesus up. Amen. Don't keep Jesus sleeping in your boat. No, no, no. Don't keep him just being a church member. No, no. Don't just be happy by being a church member. Wake Jesus. Wake Jesus. Because the power is not in you and I to stop the storm, but the power is in Christ awakened in our lives. Glory to God. As we heard this morning, it's not us, but it's him in us. Manifesting himself. And when they woke Jesus, I can imagine he was still wiping the sleep out of his eyes. Can you imagine somebody waking out of his sleep? Imagine somebody waking out of his sleep. He wipes the sleep out of his eyes. Where am I? Amen. Have you been there? Where am I? Amen. And he looks at them and they say, my Lord, don't you care that we are perishing? He says, oh, ye little of faith. He stretches out his arm and he says, peace. Be still. That's what Adam lost. Amen. That's the authority that he had lost. That's the power that he had lost. That is the vacancy that was left. Glory to God. But I've got news for you today. That vacancy could not be filled by God. I've got news for you. God is God. God had created all things. That vacancy was to be taken by a man. Not by God. That vacancy was to be taken by man. You know, when they're applying, when a company has a position for a certain job, a certain position, they advertise it on different media. They are looking for this person with certain qualifications to take that vacancy. and fulfill their job. Well, this was in the book. Glory to God, that was sealed with seven seals. There was a vacancy there for man to assume. Because that first man had fallen. That first man failed to eat from the tree of life. That first man failed, amen, to manifest his full potential because of the fall. So that vacancy was there for man to fill it. Not an angel. Not a holy man. Amen. Nothing, not God, but a man that would come in the image of God. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. So that vacancy was there. And amen, as we go along, we see that God, as man fell, God slew a lamb, he shed its blood, and he covered the nakedness of his son by the shedding of blood. Amen. Not by religion. Amen. Not by education. By none of those things, but by blood. Showing you what was the cause of the fall. Amen. Wasn't an apple. It wasn't a religion, but it was blood. It was blood that was defiled. And therefore God slew an innocent lamb, amen, to cover his son's nakedness. Remember, sons of God, daughters of God, remember tonight, amen, that Adam's physical nakedness was covered by those lamb skins, but spiritually he was still naked. Spiritually, he was still bereft of that authority and power that God had given him. Amen. It was a temporal covering until the time when the real atonement would come. Amen. So that lamb's blood was just a type of a super blood that will flow one day in order for man to come back into the presence of God.
Amen.
Amen. It wasn't going to be the blood of an animal, but it was going to be the creative blood of God himself. Amen. That would take that gap, praise his wonderful name, to bring man back into the presence of God. Do you believe that tonight? The requirement to fill that vacancy was a perfect life. It was a sinless nature. It was without blemish. Amen. It's a tall order tonight. The requirement was a sinless nature. Now all man was born in sin. All man was shaped in iniquity. All man came into the world speaking lies. So there was no one that could fill that vacancy. Yet it was reserved for man. Are you following me this evening? It was reserved for man. But the order was too tall for a man born of a woman to fill that vacancy. There was none with a perfect life. There was none with a sinless nature. There was none without blemish. Think about it. Glory to God. Amen. And that's why the prophet of God comes and he says, God reserved the right to become flesh to himself. Satan cannot become flesh. Amen. Satan is no creator. Satan cannot take 16 elements and create a body and step in there and come to you. No, Satan can use something that God has already created and anoint that and then work through that. But God had reserved to himself. This is why this order was so tall. He had reserved to himself the right to become man.
Amen.
Amen. There was no creature on the earth that could fulfill that, but God only. So all the ages of animal blood could not meet the requirement. No prophet could meet the requirement. No angel could meet the requirement. No holy man could meet the requirement. So every single human being is disqualified. As good as they are. You say, brother, I never smoked a cigarette in my life. Oh, I never drank a beer in my life. That's got nothing to do with it at all. You were born in sin. You didn't drink to become a sinner. Neither did you smoke to become a sinner. But you were born a sinner. Your birth was wrong. Hallelujah. That's why we must be born again. Because the birth was wrong. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Amen. So no one could fill it. No holy man. No angel. No prophet. They tried to make Brother Branham God. They tried to make him Jesus Christ. He says, no, I am not Jesus Christ. I am not God. I am not your Savior. I am a sinner saved by grace, just like you are. Amen. I am just your brother. Says, if you wanted me, amen, if you wanted to do me a favor, he says, do anything good for me, call me Brother Branham. Is that what he said? Amen. Hallelujah. He was no God. He was no angel. He was nothing special. He could not fill that vacancy. Amen. The only one that could fill that vacancy was God himself. But God couldn't fill that vacancy being God. God had to become man. Hallelujah. That's why we have the Immaculate Conception. That's why we have Mary saying, let it be to me according to thy word. Amen. Hallelujah. God had to become a man in order to, hallelujah, fill this vacancy that Adam had left void. God made the requirement so high, as we said, that no created being could ever meet it. That it was only he himself that would be the perfect answer to redemption. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In Revelation chapter 5, we read, I think my water has disappeared. Amen. Perhaps the song leader has gotten hold of it. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. No qualms. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You love the Lord? Okay. Amen. I like the people to be relaxed. Yes, because I'm relaxed right now. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. The Spirit right here is a welcoming Spirit. Praise his wonderful name. So we find in Revelation chapter 5, John was caught up into this vision and he saw the book of redemption. Amen. What was that book of redemption? It was the book sealed with seven seals. It wasn't the Bible. Because the Bible wasn't there until the Middle Ages. Can we agree on that? Can we say amen to that? The Bible was only written when a printing press was created and made by man. Then the Bible could be printed. So it wasn't the Bible. It was the book of redemption. It was this book sealed with seven seals. Glory to God, which held the mystery of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Keeping that great mystery. Glory to God concerning you, God the bride. Praise his wonderful name. That's what this great book of redemption was. Amen. It was the title deed to the earth. Amen. It was man's position. Amen. In the hand of Almighty God. Amen. Remember when Adam fell? Brother Branham says the title deed went back to God. He says Adam, Satan couldn't lay his hands on that title deed with his sinful, dirty hands. Amen. In other words, the rights. In other words, the legal rights, hallelujah, of the inheritance, glory to God, which was locked up in the sealed book, that, glory to God, went back to God because it didn't belong to Satan, it belonged to man. God didn't need the title deed to be God. He was the God of the title deed. He was the one that placed Adam in that position. He was the one that said, let there be. He was the one that created all things. He did not need a title deed, amen, to run his affairs. The title deed belonged to man. Hallelujah. But man had fallen. Glory to God. Man had left a vacancy. So it went back to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That title deed was meant for a being with God's very own character. I want you to see tonight, hallelujah, where you and I unfold from. As this book is opening up before us. Glory to God. Amen. It was meant for the being, a being with God's very own character. God's very own behavior in him. So this man that will eventually step up into this vacancy will be like God. Amen. Hallelujah. This man will act like God. This man will have the behavior of God. This man will have the thoughts of God. This man will think like God. Oh, now I wonder why Paul said in the book of Philippians, he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So this man will have the same mind that the Almighty God himself has. In other words, there will be agreement between God and his son. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. There will be union between God and his people. Glory to God. Do you believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Yes, sir. You won't have a head pulling this way and a body pulling that way. There'll be total union between the body and the head. Glory to God. Because the character is the same. The mind's the same. The behavior is the same. Everything is the same. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything in Satan was contrary to God. Amen. That's why God could not permit him to get hold of that title deed. Because everything in him was contrary to God. And that title deed was all a reflection of God in his son. Praise his wonderful name. The contents of that book were sealed because it was meant to be revealed at a specific time only. Yes, sir. The contents of the title deed. Hallelujah. The contents of the seven sealed book. Glory to God. Had to be sealed until a certain time. Not any time. A specific time. Hallelujah. For a specific people. It couldn't be in the days of Paul. It couldn't be in the days of Irenaeus. It couldn't be in the days of Columba. It couldn't be in the days of Luther. It couldn't be in the days of Wesley. It couldn't be in the days of Pentecost. It was a certain time, which is called the end of time. Glory to God. The end of time. It was that certain time for which the mystery was kept. And that time is this time. And that specific people are you. Glory to God. It's not people that's coming 100 years from today. You and I are the people concerned in this title deed tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I'm going a little bit ahead of myself, but it doesn't really matter. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, if you bought property, glory to God. Amen. Then it is registered in the deeds office. Amen. Are we together? Those of you who's bought property, it's registered in the deeds office. In other words, the previous owner, the previous whatever specifications or stuff that were on that deed are now erased. Amen? Because the new owner, it's registered now in Mr. and Mrs. Latola. Glory to God. Mr. and Mrs. Madiba. It's registered now. Whatever the previous owner was, it's deleted. It's erased. An abstract comes onto that deed to say, this belongs to this man. Glory to God. So even if a squatter comes and he wants to squat on your property, amen, you have the right not to fight with him. No, not to argue with him. None of those things. You have the legal right to go the legal route and enforce the law legally and say, remove the squatter from my land. Amen. And then the court will ask you, what right do you have to remove this squatter from your land? You say, sir, I've got the deeds. It's registered in my name. And the deeds, which was registered in the name of man that God had ordained it for, was sealed with seven seals. But at the end time, the deeds have been opened up. At the end time, the deeds have been revealed. Now we can see who we are. Now we can see where we come from. Now we can see we're a part of God. Now we can see I'm not actually Isikosa or colored or white or emancipedi or Tswana or whatever or Zulu, whatever you want to call it. Now you understand I'm a son of God. I'm a gene of God. I come from God. And I'm on my way back to God. It's revealed in the deeds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the ages they didn't know that. In the ages they didn't have a clear picture. But now that the deeds have been revealed, now you and I can look into it and see ourselves in there. Do you believe that tonight? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So it was all sealed for this time. Amen. To be revealed at this time. That's why William Branham was the messenger to the seventh seal. Malachi 4 was the messenger of the seventh seal. Brother Steve told us this morning. Glory to God. The seventh seal is Christ. Hallelujah. It's not a literal seal. Yes. There are no books in heaven like this. Oh, come on, saints of God. Hallelujah. It's figure of speech. Yes. This is how God has turned, put a little, a blindfolded Satan, that Satan knows nothing about this great plan of redemption because it's all encoded. It's books, it's apples, it's accept a man, except you be eat of me, amen, the tree of life. It's encoded in mystery. But at the end time, the seals are broken. At the end time, the seals are broken. So it becomes uncoded. Not to everybody, but to you and I. That's been ordained to hear these things. It doesn't make sense to other people. Yeah? It doesn't make sense. What is this that these people are talking about? But to you, because you are a part of it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. As we said, the contents, it was to be revealed at a specific time, which is this time that we're living in. When the angel proclaimed with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loosen the seals thereof, None was found worthy anywhere in the universe. That's what John said. There was no one found worthy. And because of that, John wept. He wept. Why? Because he knew that all was lost. He knew all the prophets of the Old Testament were lost. He knew the law and all that went with it, that first covenant, amen, was all in vain. He knew the Psalms were in vain. He knew that everything was in vain.
That's right.
Glory to God. The Gospels, everything was in vain. Glory to God. If there was nobody to step up to take the seven sealed book and loosen the seals thereof. John knew that. That's why John wept, the Bible said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knew that Adam would never be restored back again. He knew that that vacancy would never be filled again. He had an understanding because John is a type of the bride. Glory to God. He had an understanding of what went lost if that title deed was not restored back to man. Glory to God. All God's children ever stood for throughout all the ages would be in vain. So it was vital that someone step forward and claim the book. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was vital that a sinless one would step forward. It was vital that a blameless one would step forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To take the book that was sealed with seven seals and loosen the seals from there. Glory to God. And that one came. Because God reserved that right to himself. That one, glory to God, which was sinless, came and fulfilled the very thing that God had ordained it. Amen. So when Christ came, he was that sinless one. He was that blameless one. He was that perfect one. Glory to God. That's why you couldn't be born by sex. Amen. Hallelujah. There was no sensation to his birth. Glory to God. The Bible says, before Mary or Joseph knew Mary, the Holy Ghost overshadowed her.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. She accepted the word. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost overshadowed her. Amen. She became full of the word, pregnated by the word. And the one that came from her was the word made flesh. Glory to God. That's why when she told him, your father and why I, he quickly corrected her. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. He quickly corrected her. He says, no, Joseph's not my father. What do you mean your father and I? He's not my father. I am about my father's business. He identified himself with that logos. He identified himself with that word. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He was that sinless one. He was that perfect one. So when he came past, you know, in the Old Testament, when the priest inspected the lamb that the worshiper brought for his sins or his sins, glory to God, that priest inspected the lamb. He made sure that lamb had no disease. He made sure that lamb wasn't cross-eyed. He made sure that lamb wasn't crippled. He made sure that lamb was perfect. That lamb had to have no flaw in it. And when that lamb had no flaw in it, its throat would be slit. And that innocent lamb would bleed for the worshiper. Standing in the place of the worshiper. Glory to God. But this time, that life of that lamb could not come upon the worshiper. It could only cover the worshiper. Amen. Because next year, the same tradition had to be repeated. And for thousands of years, that tradition had to be repeated. Amen. Because it was animal blood. But when Jesus came before the high priest, Caiaphas, glory to God. Watch what Caiaphas said. He says, I find no fault in this man. Is that what the high priest said? I find no fault in this man. What was he saying? This is the blameless one. This is that sinless one. This is the one that meets the requirement. Glory to God to be that lamb. And it was him that could come and take that book. Glory to God. It was Christ. Amen. As we heard this morning, it wasn't a man. It was Christ. That's why the angel, amen, told John, one of the elders in John's vision. He told John, he says, "Weep not, John, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed and is worthy to take the book and loosen the seals thereof." Amen. And when John turned to look, what did he see? He didn't see a lion. He saw a lamb. He saw a lamb as though it was slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. Because he had to be an intercessor. A lion is not an intercessor. It's a lamb. It's the life of a lamb that becomes the intercessor to the believer. So when Jesus came, amen, God in his first coming, hallelujah, when he came there, he had to come as an intercessor, as a lamb, not as a lion. But when he comes in his return, at this time that we are now living in, he doesn't come as a lamb, because now he comes to claim what is his own. Hallelujah. He doesn't come to intercede now. The intercession was done. Glory to God. 2,000 years ago, at the end time, he comes wigged with a cloud. He comes as a supreme judge. Glory to God. He comes to take possession. He comes to stake his claim. Glory to God. He comes to claim you. He comes to claim me. Glory to God. No matter where you were found and trapped in the traditions of man, he came to claim you from wherever you were, because you were his in the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you know that sin could not keep you? Did you know sin could not keep you away from him? Hallelujah. Because you were once his. Glory to God. But then he paid with his own blood at Calvary. And now you become twice his. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are his. You belong to him. You think that all these deceptions on the earth can get hold of the bride? You think all of these, hallelujah, false doctrines and stuff can get hold of the bride? No, sir. Amen. He's paid for you. He's bled with his own blood. And now he's come to claim you to be his own. Amen. Hallelujah. What are you worried about? What are you scared about? Satan can't do you nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Satan know more about you than you sometimes know about it yourself. Amen. The prophet of God says Satan, he's scared of the weakest saints on his knees. Hallelujah. The weakest one in the body of Jesus Christ is the same as God. Praise his wonderful name. It doesn't matter whether it's the small finger or whether it's the big finger. Amen. Doesn't matter whether it's the arm or whether it's the leg. Whatever part of the body you are the same as him. Because the intelligence comes from the head. Christ is the headship. Amen. Christ is our leader. The intelligence comes from there. And that intelligence flows right through the entire body. And she and him are one. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's why Elohim, the great eternal spirit, as we said earlier on, he had to become man, amen, to fill the vacancy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To be that blameless man. So it explains to us, If there is anybody here, amen, who doesn't know that tonight, it explains to us why Jesus wasn't the third person in the Godhead. It shows us why he wasn't the second person in the Godhead. He was God himself. Hallelujah. Expressed in another form. Because he had reserved that right to himself to become a man so that he could take. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That position, take the book. Amen. Open the book so that man could be restored back to that position again. Hallelujah. Amen. He was the creator of heavens and earth. Glory to God, who humbled himself to a life of flesh and blood. This is what God did. He humbled himself to a life of flesh and blood that he may be able to lift us up into that vacancy. The strength of the power, or the power that was in that blood of Jesus Christ, the strength of it was to lift man out of his condition back into that position that Adam had left vacant. That was the strength of the atonement. Glory to God. To bring man back again. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no other go-between that will ever bring man back to his position but the intercession of Jesus Christ. Yes, hallelujah. There is none greater than that. Amen. And that's why, hallelujah, whoever tramples, as Paul says in his letters, whoever tramples on the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no more sacrifice for sin. Because that was the only sacrifice. There's none other, amen, that can take that place for man to step in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was that perfect man. He was that perfect life. He was that perfect nature. Amen. Glory to God. To step into that vacancy and take the seven sealed book and make known unto us what has been veiled through the ages. So that God's purpose could roll on. Amen. You know, Satan offered God an escape. He offered Jesus Christ an escape. He showed him a tenth part of the earth. He said to him, if you worship me, you fall down before me, I'll give you all these kingdoms that you see over there. He showed him New York. He showed him LA. He showed him London. He showed him Witbank. He showed him Johannesburg. He showed him all these kingdoms of the earth. He says, if you fall down before me and worship me, I'll give you this. How could he give Jesus that invitation? How could he make him that offer? Did he even know who he was talking to? He didn't know who he was talking to. God was so veiled in Jesus Christ that Satan was clueless. Satan didn't know who was this before him. Had he known, he would have never said that. Glory to God. But he was completely blindfolded and deceived. Glory to God. And Jesus said, no, sir. No, sir. I've got to pay for that earth. Because in there he saw you. In there he saw me. In there he had to redeem you and I back to where we were supposed to be. He wasn't just going to fall for such a cheap offer. Amen. He wasn't going to fall for what Satan had offered him, because he was going to redeem you and I. What for? Back into that vacancy. Back into that place that Adam had left. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he fell. Listen, let me read you a quotation here from the message of the prophet. Excuse me. Prophet of God in the breach message. Amen. Seven seals, the breach. He says the following.
Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sat with thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch, speaking about Christ. For behold, the stone that I will lay before Joshua, one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the engraving thereon, saith the Lord of hosts. I will remove the iniquity of the land in one day. My. Hallelujah. See what that atonement of Jesus Christ does. It removes the iniquity of the church of the living God completely. Amen. This is a compound scripture. Speaking of Israel, speaking about the bride. Glory to God, removing your iniquity in one day. Who has despised the day of small things? He reads Zechariah chapter 4. God in simplicity, as we heard this morning. For they shall rejoice and see the plummet in the hands of Zerubbabel. With those seven eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro the whole earth. Seven eyes, meaning seven means prophets, seers. The Lamb had seven horns. On each of them had an eye. Seven eyes, what is it? Christ and His bride. Seven church ages. Out of there was seven prophets that went forth. Seven seers, eyes. So the last one must be a seer. Speaking of the prophet of our day. Amen. It couldn't just be an Ephesians 4 ministry. William Branham was not just a ministry of Ephesians 4. He wasn't subject to Ephesians 4. He was a ministry to the tune of Moses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody could step into the pillar of fire but Moses. Glory to God. It was reserved for Moses. Glory to God. And halfway through the Bible, Paul, hallelujah, entered into that same pillar of fire. And right at the end of time, hallelujah, our prophet comes and God gives him that privilege to enter into that pillar of fire. Glory to God. A cloud formed with seven angels. Glory to God for what? To receive the open book. To receive the mystery. To receive the great plan of redemption. So He could come and bring it to you and I. Hallelujah. Notice, He is not an animal, Brother Bram says in the breach. He took the book out of the right hand of Him that sat upon the throne. Who was it? The original owner. That had the book of redemption in his right hand. And no angel, no angelic being, nothing else could take that place. And this bloody lamb walked out and took the book out of his hand. What was it? Brother, it is the most sublime thing in the scripture. An act that not an angel, no, nothing could do it. And the Lamb came and took it from the right hand of Him that sat upon the throne. What was it? Now it belongs to the Lamb. God's laws required, amen, the one that holds it. God's law required a kinsman redeemer. And that Lamb came out boldly. I am the kinsman redeemer. I am the redeemer. I now have made intercession for them. And now I've come to claim their rights for them. I've come to claim their rights in that they have a right to everything that was lost in the fall. I have paid for it. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, don't that make you feel religious? Not by good works, which we have done, but by His mercy. Oh, wait a minute, them elders and everything else begin to throw off crowns and dignitaries begin to get onto the ground and worship God. Yes. What is it, brother, sister? He's come to claim our rights. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That angel who put his right foot upon the land, his left foot upon the sea, came to claim your and my rights. Hallelujah. He's come to make that title deed a reality to you and I. Glory to God. So through the new birth, amen, and a union with Jesus Christ, hallelujah, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, a union by His Word, you now have the ability, amen, you have the legal right, amen, to exercise everything that is contained in that book. Everything that Adam had lost is now the bride's legal right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't need to wait for a special minister to come from somewhere. We don't need for a special anointing to come from somewhere. Amen. Christ has already done it. He's claimed those rights for you and I. He became that sinless lamb. Hallelujah. He became sin so that you and I could become the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. He took your position. He took my position so that we could come into His place. What for? To fill that gap of a God-man, a God-woman. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Manifesting the very life of Jesus Christ. Manifesting the very behavior of God. Manifesting the very mind of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He has come. Glory to make that real to you and I.
Yes.
Oh, my brother, sister. It's a wonderful time that we are living in. Amen. The Bible says when the Lamb took the book, of all of heaven erupted in worship. They erupted in worship. Glory to God. It was, as Brother Bram says, the most sublime act in the entire scriptures. Everything and everyone with breath in it gave worship and glory and honor unto God because He had won the victory. Hallelujah. The same way you and I can give glory unto Him. The same way you and I can give praise unto Him. Because He has brought us back into that place that Adam had left vacant. Do you know, brother, sister, Adam could not eat from the tree of life? Because he fell. A sinful man could not eat from the tree of life. Because the tree of life is Jesus Christ. Amen. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. A sinful man could not partake of Him. So Adam couldn't partake of Him because he fell. Adam needed an intercessor to bring him back into that position. You and I have been brought back into that position now through the blood of Jesus Christ, through that intercessor. Amen. So we can step back into that position right now. Amen. When the mystery opens to you, it shows you who you are. Not a church member, not just a good person. Amen. But it shows you you're an attribute of God. Amen. You're a part of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember what the prophet of God says? He says, if I had a teaspoon of the ocean here, it's got the same chemicals that are in the ocean. Amen. So if you have a teaspoonful of God in you tonight, it makes you a part of God. It gives you the same authority that Adam had before Adam fell. Praise His wonderful name. He could not eat from the tree of life, but you and I can eat from that tree of life tonight. What is the tree of life now? It's the message of the hour. It's the open book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus says, he that eateth me shall live by me, even as I live by the Father. So we've got to eat the book. We've got to eat the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because by eating that word, we become the word. Amen. You can pray five times a day. It won't do you no good. Excuse me. Are you with me? You can pray five times a day. The Muslims do the same. Hallelujah. You can walk on coals. Those people in India that worship the sun, they do the same. Amen. You could be so loyal to coming to church that you don't miss one service. Glory to God, you're always there. Won't do you no good until you see your name on the book. Until you see who you are. Until you see what God has redeemed you to. Praise the name of the living God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Saints of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Luther came with a message of justification. And when Luther came with that message of justification, in order for you to become a follower of Luther, a believer of Luther the messenger, glory to God, you had to come up to the message of Luther. You had to believe the message of Luther. You had to eat the message of Luther. You had to become the message of Luther. Hallelujah. And when you did that, God sealed you into the body. You couldn't be Roman Catholic and proclaim Luther's message. You had to come up higher into Luther's message and eat the message and become the message and deny your own thoughts and proclaim what Luther said. And when God saw that, he sealed you in the body. Whether you were still drinking your tot of beer at the evening supper, you were sealed away. Because you came up to Luther's standard. When Wesley came, praise the name of the Lord, for you to come into the bride of Wesley, you couldn't remain Lutheran. You couldn't stay with the message of Luther. You had to become an elected Lutheran to come into Wesley's message and believe the messenger and accept the message and become one with the message. Then God sealed you away in the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. For you to become Pentecostal, you couldn't stay in Wesley's message. You had to come a little higher now. You had to be quickened out of Methodism, out of Wesleyanism, and come into Pentecost, the message of the Holy Ghost, and unite with that message. And God sealed you into the body. They are all sealed in the body of Jesus Christ. They're all part of the pyramid. From Paul all the way up to William Branham, they're all part of the body. And for you to become, hallelujah, brother, sister, this title deed that we are talking about, this message that we are talking about, amen, for you to become that word, you've got to leave all traditions. You've got to leave Pentecostalism. You've got to leave all those things and unite with the message of the hour. Hallelujah. You've got to turn your back on all those traditions. Amen. Did you know you couldn't become born again outside the message of this day? Because the new birth is the message of your day. Hallelujah. The new birth for Paul was Paul's message. The new birth for Luther was Luther's message. The new birth for Wesley was Wesley's message. But the new birth today is the message of the hour. Hallelujah. You've got to become one with it. That's why the angel told him, eat the book. Then you will become the book. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a great time that we are living in. No wonder Paul said, or was it Peter, in 2 Peter, he says, for so an entrance has been ministered unto us into the everlasting kingdom.
Glory.
Peter was talking about an entrance. What entrance was he talking about? It's the entrance to the tree of life.
Right.
It's the way back to that tree.
Amen.
Amen. Adam lost that way. God put cherubims to guard the tree of life. Hallelujah. Nobody could get there. But since the seals are open, since the book is open, glory to God, the angel is chasing us back in there. Enter in to the tree of life, the message of the hour. Glory to God. Oh my, many people think that the tree of life is a tree of apples, a tree of pears, a tree of bananas. Amen, a tree of lychees. No, 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 no. It is Christ. It is Christ. And Christ was veiled for seven churches or for 6,000 years. Glory to God. He was veiled to man. But now that the seals have been broken, he has come into plain view. So that the seed of God can enter in. There is a way made, saints of God. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait for somebody to take us in there. It's an individual walk in there. As Pastor Steve said this morning, hallelujah, you can't go in there with your wife, you can't go in there with your husband, you can't go in there with your son or your mother or your father. It's an individual affair. It's you and Christ alone. Hallelujah. It's a marriage affair. It's not an engagement. It's not a courtship. It's a marriage between Christ and the individual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when that union takes place, you and him become one. You become the final voice to this final age under this message. Hallelujah. That's the great time we are living in. Oh my. Hallelujah. So glory to God in Revelation 10, where we have read of the angel of the covenant with this open book in his hand. It was the same one that was in Revelation chapter 5 as a lamb. But he was now in a different manifestation of himself. Then he was an intercessor. In Revelation chapter 10, he's no more an intercessor. In Revelation chapter 10, he's the supreme judge. Hallelujah. Amen. It's at that time where the books are open. Amen. It's at that time that we know as we were known. Remember, Paul said in his day, he says, we can only see partly. We see through a dark glass dimly. Is that what Paul said in his day? Hallelujah. He says, but one day, amen, then when the perfect is come, he says, then we will see face to face. I want to tell you that day is this day. This is the day that we can see clearly. Amen. Paul didn't know he was the first age messenger. No. Irenaeus didn't know he was the second age messenger. They didn't know. It took William Branham to place each and every one of them in the body and tell you where they lay in the body. Why? Because at the end time, the book is open. At the end time, there's no more shadow. In the end time, there is no more darkness. At the end time, all is made known. Hallelujah. So the end time messenger could place each and every one where they belong in the body. My, it's a glorious hour. Amen. So it was the same one in a different manifestation. Amen. He had taken the book of redemption. He had opened the seals which held the mystery of redemption. And it was so fitting, amen, that the worship was all about him and no one else.
Amen.
And Brother Branham knew that. That's why when believers wanted to worship Brother Branham, he says, don't do it, my brethren. He says, you are making me Antichrist. I am one of you. I am part of the body. He says, worship God. It's the same thing John did in Revelation chapter 5. In Revelation chapter 5, the angel fell down before John. Or John fell down before the angel. Glory to God, and wanted to worship the angel. The angel says, don't do it, John. I'm one of your brethren. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So it was fitting that the worship could only go to Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says he shares his glory with no man. Paul tells us that a woman is the glory of the man. Well, it means that you are the glory of Jesus Christ. The bride of Jesus Christ, his wife, becomes his glory, and he doesn't share her with any other preacher, any other prophet, any other angel. It's his bride. It's his body. She bears his name. That's why the prophet of God says she's called Mrs. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what she's called, Mrs. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Notice when he came to Moses on Mount Horeb, he gave the law unto him, and Moses had to take her to Israel. This time he came on Sunset Mountain with the unveiled plan of redemption. Excuse me. He comes this time on Sunset Mountain with the unveiled plan of redemption. Hallelujah. And he gives it to his prophet. What for? Amen. For his prophet to make it known unto his wife. Glory to God, because it's things in there concerning his wife. It's your position. It's my position in Christ. Hallelujah. That was veiled for all these years. So now it's made known. Glory to God. And that's why it's things that you and I must feed on. It's things that you and I must concern ourselves with. Glory to God. We can't concern ourselves with stories. We can't concern ourselves with little gimmicks. We got to concern ourselves with what our rightful position is. Our rightful inheritance is. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. And that's why the book has been opened. Remember when he had opened the book. Glory to God. And William Branham, in one of those visions, in Sirs, this is the time, William Branham had to go west to get the unveiling, the revelation of the mystery of the seals. He says unto the brethren, look into this book. Amen. And according to that vision, many of them went off. This one went off with his doctrine. That one went off with that doctrine. That one went off this away. Hallelujah. But those who remained and stayed with the message and continued to look into the book, they are the ones who are concerned in redemption. They are the ones who will be transformed into this very thing that God has ordained for you. Blessed be his holy name. Don't you love him this morning? Hallelujah. So, what a glorious hour we are living in. Amen. This time, we've got the plan of redemption, not sealed, but revealed. Hallelujah. Because the Bible teaches that when the seventh angel begins to sound, the mystery, hallelujah, when he begins to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Glory to God. Not in the build-up of his ministry, not under the first and second pull, but when he begins to sound in that third pull, the complete mystery would be made known. The season for the unveiling has arrived. We are living in that season tonight. Hallelujah. We are part of this holy convocation that is looking into this book tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. The people who are concerned in redemption were on the scene. And his mouthpiece, his prophet, was on the scene as well here at the end time. The unveiling of the word could not go into a seminary. It couldn't go to a group of men. God does not break his or disregard his word. No, sir. Amen. It's got to be according to his word. It's got to be right with his word. He subjects himself to his own word. Amen. That's how high God regards his own word, that he subjects himself to his own word. Amen. Glory to the Lord. So those, amen, glory to God, as he subjects himself to his word, this message of redemption is not for unbelievers. It's not for make-believers. It's for the genes of Almighty God. Those are the ones that are concerned in redemption. Glory to God. It's for those who were in God before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. They've got to come to know who they are. And this is that season where you and I have got to come to the knowledge of who we really are. And when we come to that, Satan becomes powerless. Satan can't do you nothing when you know who you are. Glory to God. Whatever he does is just a gimmick. Amen. Because you know exactly who you are. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you imagine Paul in that ship? They were on their way. Where were they on their way to? Glory to God. Amen. I think he was going to, amen, appear before Caesar somewhere. Hallelujah. And he was in that boat. And that boat was, amen, the storm was raging. Amen. The boat was about to sink. You think Paul was fearful? He wasn't fearful at all because he saw the angel. And the angel told him, Paul, don't worry. You will come before Caesar safely. He knew who he was. He knew what he was ordained for. And when you, the believers at the end time, hallelujah, have a revelation of who you are, what God has made you, and what he has ordained you to be in this day, that Satan can't do you anything. No matter what. Hallelujah. He's powerless before the bride. Because she is him. Hallelujah. With the opening of the seals comes a marriage. Glory to God. With the opening of the seals, the headship and the body becomes one. Hallelujah. So he cannot deceive you. He cannot destroy you. Satan can't do you nothing because you are God represented in the form of a bride. Hallelujah. Amen. And Satan knows that. He knows that, Brother Branham says, than a whole lot of preachers do.
That's correct, amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. But thank God, we are coming into that revelation. That's why we are eating the book. We are coming into that union. Amen. Day by day, the mystery is breaking. Glory to God, you are walking in the message. 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, you are walking in the message, and more begins to unfold. More is unfolding unto you until one day you see exactly who you are, and then it's all over.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Bram says, when the bride recognizes who she is, the rapture goes. It's all over. Amen. So it's sent to a people who have been ordained. This special group is you and I here at the end time. A people, Brother Branham says, with divine insight. Amen. Not a people by education. Not a people by religion. Amen. But by divine insight. Amen. It was freely given by God to His own. You cannot work for this revelation. You cannot impress God for this revelation. Amen. Do you know that Cain was a smarter guy than Abel? Do you know that Esau was a better guy than Jacob? Yes. You can't come in here by favors. You can't come in here by a good nature. You can't come in here by a good work. No, it's by predestination. Ordained by the Almighty God. Amen. And if you're ordained to see the mystery concerning yourself, Satan will never be able to keep it from you, because God will open it up to you in your season. Praise the name of the Lord. And those predestinated ones, they are teachable. The Holy Ghost can teach them. You know, some people are not teachable. Oh yes, some people are not teachable. God said unto Cain, go and do like your brother did, and you'll do well. You think Cain was teachable? Amen. You think Judas was teachable? You think any of those, Balaam, you think he was teachable? Not even a donkey could teach you. Yeah? No. Amen. But the genes of God, those concerned in the book of redemption, glory to God, when the Holy Ghost comes and unveils these things unto them, they look at it, they say, my, that's me. I didn't know that was me, but now I see. That's me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There was a song that, a worldly song they used to sing many years ago. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I think the old timers will know that song. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Brother, sister, the bride can see clearly now. There is no more rain. There is no more fog. There is no more haziness. The book has been opened up. The mysteries have been revealed. And now we can see ourselves for who we really are. Why do you think the prophet told us that story of that boy who went to his uncle and his aunt's farm and he never saw a mirror in his life? You think that was just a story? You think he was just telling that because he wanted to make up time and make up an hour or hour and a half of preaching? No! There was method in his madness. There was a moral behind that story. That boy had never seen a mirror. He had never seen himself. He's the reflection of himself in a mirror. And that day, he was running up and down the stairs of his aunt's home. And he saw this boy. He did that, and the boy did the same thing. He went like this, and the boy in the mirror went like that. He went like this, and the boy in the mirror went like that. He went like this, and the boy in the mirror did the same thing. My! Until he came to himself. He says, Mama, that's me. That's me. Glory to God. And the bride of Jesus Christ today, we are looking into the mirror of His Word. The open book. We are looking into this mirror. And we are seeing ourselves. We are seeing ourselves. We are seeing who we are. We are seeing that our nature is no more that the nature of that family line. But we see the nature is the nature of God. We see the thoughts become the thoughts of God. The thoughts become His Word. Our behavior become His behavior. Until one day you'll say, Mama, that's me. The rapture will go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is that time. Glory to God. Glory to God. So it's incumbent upon the ministry to show you the mirror. It's incumbent upon us to show you this great unveiling. We cannot unveil the seals to you. We cannot make known this great mystery to you. We can just encourage you by way of a gift that God has allotted unto us. But God is here. That seventh angel that came on Sunset Mountain, glory to God, that Christ that descended on Sunset Mountain, there is no record that he left. He has descended. Amen. There is no record in the scripture that he has left. Brother Branham said, I must decrease, he must increase. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Branham was 56 years old. He said, I'm an old man. Is 56 an old man? Is 56 an old man? No, an old man is 70 and above. Glory to God, he's 56. He says, I'm an old man. Why? His time was up. His time was up. Because he had introduced Christ. He had introduced the special one, the husband to the bride. He'd introduce him to her. Not only did he introduce him to you and I, he performed the marriage as well. He was the marriage officer. That's why he preached the message. Hallelujah. The invisible union of Christ and his bride. Glory to God. Amen. That's why he could preach those sermons. Because the union had taken place. He had to leave the scene. And he left the scene because Christ is here. We've got no record that he left. He's still here. Glory to God, fixing the bride. Amen. Showing you who you are. Glory to God, as you look into the book, he unveils to you who you are. Glory to God, many of you, amen, maybe years after these series of meetings, amen, over this Christmas time, you will see things then, which, hallelujah, were sowed tonight and over these meetings. But it shows that Christ is the one that'll make it known to you. It's not the ministry. It's Christ himself. Glory to God. We are polishing those nuggets. Glory to God. We are shining those nuggets. Glory to God. But Christ is here, unveiling it to you. Why do you think the bride cannot be deceived? There's been many isms come and many isms go. By God's grace, I've been around for a while. Amen. I've seen many things come. I've seen many things go. But the bride cannot be deceived. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The bride can never be misled into something that is false. Why? Because she's already married to Christ. Why could Eve be deceived in the garden? She wasn't married to Adam yet. She was espoused unto him. She was engaged unto him to be wife. But before Adam could get to her, Satan got there already. But this time, before Satan could get to the bride, Christ sealed the womb. Christ united with the bride. Hallelujah. Before Satan could come. And that's why the bride becomes, under her messenger, the final voice to this final age. Glory be to the Lord. Do you believe that tonight? Oh my. Let's find a way to close here. Amen. Then we can continue in the morning. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a great season. It's a great time. Prophet of God says, and here he returns back in the 10th chapter after the coming time that all these mysteries is to be finished and all these seals are to be broke, and proclaiming that its time shall be no more. And he said, when the seventh angel has begun to sound, then the mysteries should be finished. Amen. There's no more mysteries tonight. Amen. There's no more secrets tonight. It's all been revealed. Amen. But for you as the individual, It'll be made known in your season. God has a season for each and every one of us. It's already revealed. But as we are walking in this light, we are seeing more and more and more. What is it? In our season, it's becoming personalized. Hallelujah. In our own season, it's becoming the word manifested to us. Amen. So thank God for full redemption. Amen. Which could only come when the books were open. There's no other lamb that can come and bleed for you. There is no other intercessor that can come for you. There is not a minister. There is not a prophet. There is not an angel. There is nothing, no religion that can intercede for the believer. Christ has been that one. So that you and I can step into that vacancy that Adam had left. I can tell you tonight, by God's grace, there is no more vacancy. I can tell you tonight, there is no empty space no longer, because man has been restored. Hallelujah. You may not see it in your life just yet, but keep on believing. Keep on testifying it. Keep on manifesting. Keep on confessing it. And one day, hallelujah, like John Ryan, one day you'll still say, I can see it, and then your eyes open up. Glory to God. Keep on confessing. Keep on saying what God has done. God is working in a dimension that you and I cannot see. He's working behind this flesh. As we heard this morning, behind the flesh, behind the spirit, there is a soul man. There is a gene of God. That's where God is working. You can't gauge that by any gauge. But God knows how far it's gone. And at the right time, these 16 elements will give way. We'll slip into that new body. May God bless you today. Praise His wonderful name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you love Him tonight? Praises. Do you sing that song? Yeah, I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has saved my whole life. Amen. Let's sing that song while we stand and we hand the service back. Amen. To Pastor Tinashe. Amen. Or redeemed,
bought with a price.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Changed my whole life.
If anybody asks you just who I am,
tell them
I am.
Redeemed. some applause for the way. Wasn't such a blessing to know that the seals have been revealed. And the more the mysteries are revealed, the better you know who you are. My prophet says, when we know who we are, it makes the devil mad. Hallelujah. We really thank God for the perfect mirror in the end time, the opening of the seals. Now we can tell the devil and say, you have been telling us wrong things about ourselves. But now through the opening of the seals, we know our real identity. We are Mrs. Jesus Christ. God bless you, Brother Joseph Latola. We really appreciate. We're still looking forward for more. It's such a blessed time indeed. I think we are just going to sing a worshiping song. And then we are going to wrap up in prayer. Maybe Brother Philip, if you could come and wrap up in prayer for us. With our eyes closed, our heads bowed. Amen. Worshiping song.
Holy, 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 holy
eternal Father. We are truly grateful, Lord, just to be in your presence this night, O Lord. We know, Lord, that you have spoken deeply in our hearts this night, O Lord. Just to bring back into remembrance who we are, O Lord. Where we come from and where we're going back to, O Lord God. Just to know, Lord, that you cannot lose us, O Lord God. You were there before the foundation of the world, Lord. And Lord, no matter what happens, O Lord, we will surely be there in the end time, at the end, O Lord. And we're grateful, Lord. Lord, just a year, even as we've been taught, Lord, just to the remembrance of these things being taught to us again. We knew these things all the time, our Lord. But just you bringing them back to our remembrance, our Lord. Just to give us that extra bit of time, our Lord, that we can push forward, our Lord God. Knowing that, Lord, you are rounding up, our Lord. Just like a farmer rounds up his cattle, our Lord. Just before he takes them in, our Lord. You are rounding us up, our Lord, and showing us who we are. Where we come from, where we're going to, our Lord. We're grateful for this, our Lord God. And, oh Lord, we're so glad, our Lord, that you have done this for us, our Lord. Lord, we don't find ourselves better than anybody else, our Lord God. We're not perfect, our Lord. We are sinners saved by grace, our Lord God. But, oh Lord, by your blood, our Lord, that's all we can say, our Lord. And, oh Lord, we're so glad and grateful, Lord, for the gift that you've used tonight, our Lord God. We saw this morning, Lord, the introduction to the seventh seal, Lord. And tonight you've opened up even more, Lord.
Yes.
How much more are we going to see to the end of this convention, Lord? We'll be so glad, Lord, just to be in your presence. Be with us all further, Lord. Go with us. Give us traveling mercies. Be with each and every one of us. And be the after speaker, Lord God. That we may come back tomorrow, Lord, with our hearts burning and our lights aflame, Lord. In your wonderful name we ask. Amen.
God bless you richly. I see Papa and Mama Kadiwa there from Zimbabwe. If they can just wave there. God bless you richly. It's wonderful to have you here. Amen. I think we'll just sing two jubilant songs. And thereafter you are dismissed. Tomorrow starting time is exactly 9 o'clock. Let's be on time, and then if you've got any challenges with regard to the transport, see the our deacons, Brother Ward, Brother Mpayana, and Brother Philip. They will assist you so that you get home safely. God bless you richly. How many were blessed this evening? How many know who they are? Yeah, if they ask you who I am, tell them I'm redeemed. Amen. We are not ashamed of this full redemption. I just love how Brother Joe just said, for you to be a believer of Luther's message, you had to live Catholic. You had to believe the message of Luther. You had to eat the message of Luther. You had to become the message of Luther. And when Wesley came, you had to live Luther's message, because it's a migration. You're going higher. And when Wesley left, the Pentecostal came. You had to receive the message of Pentecostal. You had to become that message. Hallelujah. But today, you cannot be a Pentecostal and be a message believer at the same time. It is impossible. Hallelujah. That's why we reject Pentecostal tendencies.
Amen.
I'll leave it here for the ministers. I don't want to get started. Yes. It's a good time that we're having a good convention. Just give us good music there.
Sawubona Jesu.
Yes.
Siyabulela.
Sithiba etimonya kwa Jesu.
Sawubona Jesu.
Sawubona Jesu.
Yeah.
power.